Eli, everybody, welcome to episode 9 of the TryGames.net podcast. I am your host, Mr. Chupan. I am tired. With me, as usual, is Big Nose Ethan.
Yeah, snoring.
Yeah. Al, the man with the dreads and the shitty microphone. Just kidding.
Where are my bitches?
That'd be my microphone. And then Porpoise Whale, known otherwise as the Puerto Rican, known otherwise as Antoinette, known otherwise as... You should just speak.
We're not supposed to keep it racial.
It's not racial. I'm just
listen. Let's celebrate our races.
Yeah, let's celebrate. let's go to all my parades. Let's do it.
All right. Since this is a long weekend and B, I just came back from a wedding, and C, I've gotten no sleep. I wasn't able to put together topics for you all. So these rat bastards saved my life and came up with a topic. Tony, why don't you detail us on the details?
I'll fill you in on the details. Anyway, well, we were talking about what is the deal with movies not translating into good video games, and conversely, video games not translating into good movies. What exactly is the problem with that? And for the most part, what is going on with games that have to rely on Grand Theft Auto, the engine that drives the game, you know, the construct? What is with games always having that? And what would you want to see? Only if we get to that.
Yes, because as you know, we failed last week at getting to the 45-minute mark.
Yes.
So we'll try, though. We'll try. We know you love the dulcet tones of Al's smooth voice.
And yeah, Ethan's... baby.
But,
grapes, bitches.
But, yes, we would like to try to keep this under 45 minutes, so if we don't get that far, we'll talk about it next week. But, yeah, the question is, why don't games make for good movies? And it's something that a lot of people kind of miss. I mean, I think we all know why movies, most of the time, translate into shitty video games. Most of it is
Mike.
Deadlines.
Mike.
Most of it is the deadlines that are associated with... tying in a movie license to a game release. So, but the other way around is not as easy to identify. So, does anybody have any thoughts?
Ethan, could
I
go
have
first.
Only four.
And oh,
I
will
only
state
four
them now. I think it might be that when movies translate into video games, you start with kind of a good story, and then you know a video game artist has to develop an entire video game around that, but there's a lot of freedom there because a movie's only, you know, an hour and a half long, the script is only 100 pages long, and then the video game designer has to develop level after level of good video game content. Whereas the other way around, you start with this giant video game with level after level of stuff, and then you have to kind of fit that into a movie, and that maybe that's part of where the problem is, that one, you know, that when you have to expand on something in your own medium, that's probably a lot easier than converting a whole bunch of content from one medium to something else that where it needs to be a lot shorter and wasn't originally designed for that medium in the first place.
I would like to know why one canceled out the other. For instance, I could think that the first video game to movie was Mario Brothers. And I don't know if any of you have seen the movie to that.
Nope. Don't want to.
I had the misfortune of seeing.
Okay, well, you might have known. It started with a big cast. It had Dennis Hopper, you know, B-list movie extraordinaire. It had some.
John Leguizamo.
Leguizamo as Luigi, because he's so believable as an Italian. And you know, it's just why did this movie not capture the Mario Brothers theme? First off. A side-scrolling adventure game, which is very easy to play, very easy to get into, very likable. I haven't met one person that, you know, played that game and said it wasn't the first game that they actually liked. I mean, like, actually played to its entirety. How did that not translate into a movie? And why did they fail? Well, here's the thing. They decided to put Dennis Hopper as a human King Koopa. What was that about? I mean, you know, and yeah, he was a lizard underneath, but we all saw that in V, And is anybody here familiar with V?
I think I saw that like a while ago, like a long time ago. I got freaked the shit out because I was like two.
Yeah, Diana was so hot.
Oh, she was. But that's neither. Yeah, that's neither here or there.
Balls.
I'm just saying, you know, in general, they had that construct. You know, you have these this lizard king, okay, living in a human body.
World.
Okay.
Body.
In Dennis Hopper's body. Okay, and if everybody knows Dennis Hopper, he's well famous for movies like Waterworld and you know, Last Days of Last Days of Frankie the Fly.
I
mean,
like that Christian Slater movie that was pretty good.
Which one?
True Romance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, I'll say. I'll say this. I mean, just take a look at Mario Brothers in general. You were saying a side-scrolling adventure. All right. It's a plumber jumping on mutated mushrooms and turtles.
Yeah, thank you, Austin.
Okay.
It's a stoner game. All
right, and it's really like, the question is not why did Mario Brothers fail as a movie. The question is why did they try it at all?
Exactly.
Some
I agree.
Games
well, no,
do
that's...
not. No. Some
yeah,
games,
sure.
Period, do not translate well into movies, no matter what you do to them. A movie has to have a I'm not trying to set standards here, but in general, usually good movies have a standard set storyline that goes through like a nice story arc. Sometimes has some intricate twists, not always, but you know it has to have like a cohesive story behind it.
No,
let me finish.
Yeah, okay.
It has to have, and what does Mario Brothers have besides Save the Princess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Save the Princess. If it doesn't have a story, it has to have captivating action.
Yes.
Right.
I agree.
What's so captivating about jumping on a turtle head? Or a mutated mushroom, or over pits in a movie. It's great in a game, not in a movie that, you know, what are you going to do with a little spiny turtle walking towards you? You can't jump on it. Is that going to be like, you know what I mean? Is that going to be like the big twist for our character? What do we do now? It's a spiky turtle. He can't jump on it. He grabbed the fucking Firefly, dude. You know?
That's just a little extreme. I know what you're getting at. Yes.
You know,
I don't think
then
they touched on Mario's feminine side enough in the movie.
No, please. Here we go. Don't interject with anything stupid, please.
Too
late.
But do you know what I mean? It's like, what can you... It's either story, action, or visuals, and what can you do with that other than turn it into, like, a cartoon movie for kids? It would probably have done great as a cartoon movie for kids. It did great as a TV series when I was, like, what, 8?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when it...
So when you try to take that and put it above that, and turn it into something that it's not really intended for, and, you know, what purpose does it serve, and, like, why do you even bother? Al, you want to say something? I'm sorry.
I was just saying that the cartoon series did really good when they didn't have Captain Lou running around in the
Lou church. Albano?
Me and the Mario.
Yeah.
Swinging his arms from side to side. Hey, kids, it's time to go. Do the Mario!
Do the Mario!
Oh, dear God. Antoinette wanted to say something.
Listen.
No.
We are.
Anyway, what I was saying, on your original, how could they expand upon that? Well, if it's a video game. Yes, it's a video game. How could they expand on doing it? Well, how did they make a sequel to the video game? Did they make it different? Everybody remember Mario Brothers 2?
Yes, but how does that translate into movies?
How does that translate into movies? The imagination of it. See, they took an original premise of a game, and they totally changed it in the second part of the game. Totally. And yet, it was huge. It was a huge selling game. They don't have to really put every element of the game into the movie. They could have better writers write something that is at least more believable instead of kitschy, instead of like trying to appeal to a kiddie audience like they thought that only kids played this game. Okay?
How
That's
can you
my
appeal
problem.
To grown-ups when, the when like, look what they're wearing, for Christ's sake.
I'm wearing socks and slippers right now. How does I appeal to everybody?
You Listen. Appeal only to people under the age of 3.
Oh, dear. So I'm in good with your girl. Anyway. So, what I'm saying is it's almost like they took the idea and said, okay, this is all we could do with it. All we can do is make it appeal to kids.
But that
make
is it, all they can do.
No, they can't. They can make anything appeal to adults so long as they have something that is not too Kitty.
They're
you know,
plumbers
not
who
to,
are saving the world.
It doesn't matter. It's the imaginative. Fuck. How many adults seen you know, Lord of the Rings? It's supposed to be like
this
a
is,
action
a good
adventure
point.
Thing.
That's
okay.
A good point.
It's,
no,
you know,
it's a terrible point.
No,
no
it's
a good point.
There
good
were
point.
There was not a single plumber in Lord of the Rings.
You're so dumb. What makes you so
stupid?
I stand by that
comment.
Anyway, that's my point. That's my point. They could have done something that, instead of like making a boxed ideal for
what
they thought was the demographics of the game, they could have done something to make it more interesting.
Well,
and that's it.
Is that it? No. Go on if you're...
No. That's it. That's my point.
I'd like to say something.
Yeah.
You can take any story and then throw another 10 stories on top of it and make it a great story. The problem is that's not what porting a video game to a movie does. What porting a video game movie does is it takes the fundamental thing about the video game and it makes it a movie. They usually don't stray that far. It's not as if the writers could have sat down and be like, okay, the only thing we need to incorporate are their outfits, the fact that they're plumbers, and the fact that when they eat mushrooms they get huge. That's not how it works. And then they're like, okay, but we can totally bring in this whole other story. No, they have to stay true to the video game, and that's the real issue.
Hold on,
let me finish. if you stay true to the video game, I think Austin's right. There's simply not enough story meat there to keep you happy. Just sitting there watching the screen when watching the action play out. It's almost like a video game that ports reasonably well to a movie might be a video game where it's almost just as fun to watch somebody else play as it is to play yourself, because that's what you're doing in a movie. You don't get to participate. You're just sitting there watching whatever the like imaginary dude with the controller does. That's what the movie is. I'm done.
Yeah, so I just want to take what you said and throw it in the toilet. Flush
it. Yeah, nail him. That's right.
I'll nail you back.
I can give you a perfect example.
First of all, I like the fact
where...
that you...
Wait, let it go, let it go, let it go.
No, but he's bringing up that it has to do with a toilet, and this is a game about plumbers. Go on.
Funny.
Anyway,
I'm not that good.
You are that good.
All right,
anyway,
go on.
Ethan, shut up.
Go on.
I just want to give you an example of a movie where they did actually say, let's take this part of the video game and just add everything else that we want to it that doesn't really have much to do with it. That's called Resident Evil.
Ugh.
Now, Resident Evil, I will give you just a quick example of what Resident Evil is about. It was about a biochemical disease that was made by a company, and that there were these four people who went to investigate a mansion about it. The movie was about some biochemical disease that some chick got involved with because she worked there, and there was like a strike force team that was fighting zombies all over the goddamn place.
And she had amnesia. Can't forget
no mansion.
Amnesia.
She had amnesia, but there's no mansion involved. Mm-hmm. There was no conflict between, you know.
Well, there was a mansion.
The
no. There was a mansion. There was a mansion. You just didn't see it.
What I'm kind of getting at is that if they actually stayed true to the game, I think that the movie would have been a lot more interesting to see, like, maybe if they worked with Capcom. You know, Capcom was working on, like, Resident Evil 0, which is, like, the backstory to Resident Evil 1. And, you know, imagine if they just gave us the view of Wesker and what he was doing while you're running around scared as hell shooting zombies and shit. You know, you can have that part in a movie too, and you just have like Jill Valentine and Chris Redfield and that big fat dude and, you know,
that big fat dude
and Rebecca Chambers and have them as opposed to this stupid Alice bitch who could jump off of walls in this next movie and wield double guns. It just didn't make sense to me.
Right.
Matrix special effects for her kicking a dog in the teeth.
You know?
Well, also, they introduced the liquor, which was not introduced in until Resident Evil 2. So you're like, okay, well, this is definitely not Resident Evil 2. They're trying to make Resident Evil 1. What's Resident Evil 2 going to introduce? Every single other monster they introduced? You know?
Yeah, but you know, Resident Evil 2 is really Resident Evil, quote-unquote, 3, Last Escape. You know, the one with
Jill Valentine
and Nemesis?
Right.
Well, that actually happened between Resident Evil and Resident Evil 2.
I thought
so
Nemesis happened between that.
There were no liquors there either, I don't think.
Not in Nemesis, no.
Right, so they double fucked there.
No penetration, not my type of thing.
Well, I just wanted to expand on Al's point here, and I remember, Tony, you were saying that, yes, movies don't necessarily have to adhere strictly to exact things about the game. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. However, in the case of there are a lot of different games that really have different strengths. In the case of Mario Brothers, this is a franchise, character-driven action game, light mm-hmm. on story, right. heavy on childish, cartoonish action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there really isn't anything to expand upon. There isn't. Like, you can say imagination all you want, I'm not talking about you personally, I'm talking about people in general.
Right.
But at that point, it's not going to be Mario Brothers anymore, because Mario Brothers is based, its core element is its characters and its action. Now, you take something like Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within, which everybody hated, and I think they're idiots for it, but
I think it was good. It was okay.
Final Fantasy Spirits Within,
had
you
nothing
don't
to do
take,
with the game.
That's not true. That's totally not true. Let me finish. The reason why I liked Final Fantasy and why I think it succeeded in the face of everyone else who just is ignorant and doesn't understand mm-hmm. is the fact that look at Final Fantasy as a series.
Mm-hmm.
It's always changed the story.
Yes.
There are a very few elements that keep it similar. In terms of the story, there's always a Cid, almost mm-hmm. always. There's
and
always
Cid and Spirits of Thing.
Almost always Chocobos.
Yep.
There's almost always, like, mention of the crystals. Once in a while, they'll skip that. They'll skip that sometimes. In 7 and in 8, I think they skip that.
But they always have Gil, right?
Gil, Gold, whatever. But that's minor. That's minor. All right?
Yeah, that's the
okay,
only consistent.
So wait, let me keep
yeah,
going.
So
let me
anyway,
keep going.
Go on.
All right? You've got these common elements. In reality, and people are probably going to flame me for this, but I don't care if you flame me because this is the truth. That's more like fan service than an actual tie-in to this common story. There is mm-hmm. almost nothing that is truly meant to be common between these stories to tie them together.
Mm-hmm.
The essence of Final Fantasy is an epic adventure to save... It's kind of childish, yeah, but it's an epic adventure to save the world, usually within a party of members that have internal conflicts.
You're talking about the game, right?
About the game.
Oh, okay,
internal
yeah.
conflicts with each other. You know, a lot of its character, you know, based on... emotionally on characters, but not a specific character. You'll notice that throughout the different games, while they are different storylines, they have similar characters.
Mm-hmm.
Characters that fit into a somewhat similar template, but have their own individual quirks. So the whole series is just about this general theme of saving the world with, you know, a bunch of, sometimes a ragtag bunch, not necessarily always, with you know, special traits, special abilities, special character quirks, sometimes conflict, and there you go. And that's what the movie did. It took that template and filled it in. It made its own story
mm-hmm.
that was similar to the concept of the game,
mm-hmm.
know, saving the world, a team of people with different personalities and different conflicts and interpersonal conflicts with each other. You know, it didn't say, like, okay, I'm going to take Cloud and give him a big-ass sword and have him ride a chocobo and save the crystal. No, that's bullshit. That's exactly what they tried to do with the Mario Brothers movie, and which mm-hmm. is why it failed.
Right.
That's why the Mario Brothers movie failed. Resident Evil, I think, failed because it was just written poorly. And it was really cheesy. But with what Al said, yes, they could have made it better by making it with the mansion and, like, you know, all those characters. But at the same time, it could have still been a good action movie, a good horror movie, because
mm-hmm.
the basis of Resident Evil is zombie horror, basically, and a virus.
Mm-hmm.
They could have taken that and they could have done exactly what they did with the current Resident Evil movie, just written it better. Got better actors, and it would have been fine. So
okay.
you don't always have, like, I agree with you, Tony. You don't always have to have movies that are 100% faithful to the game. But at the same time, you have to pick the right game, and you have to pick something that lets you work with the story, lets you work with the characters in a way that doesn't interfere with the essence of the game. And I think that's something that Mario Brothers, you can't do it with. With Street Fighter, you can't do it with unless you make it a cartoon. Right?
Right.
That's the whole point. That you can't do it with some games. And anybody that thinks that you can take a video game and that anybody would directly port it over, when I say stay true to the video game, I'm not saying you have to incorporate every single story element. That makes no sense. You can't possibly do that. No movie's done that based on a video game.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that in terms of Mario Brothers and in terms of these games where there is no story, it's way harder to come up with anything to put in any meat about the game. Yeah, Resident Evil, the story changed a little bit. The characters changed, but the theme was still the same. That's the point, that movie had something to stay true about. And even though, obviously,
right,
Al
right.
has some issues with the choices that they made, it doesn't matter. They could have made other choices, and the movie still could have sucked. That just has to do with the quality of the writing and the quality of the guys taking up the story. The point is that there is a cool, fundamental story about the game. There's something cool about the game that's already translates into a good story, like Austin said. And the in Mario Brothers, there is nothing. Nothing. There's nothing. It's a
save the princess.
And
that's
about if you look at what they did with it, there are a couple scenes in that movie that are retarded. They're these guys walking around fixing showers and stuff. That never happens in the game. That's totally imagined. It's not like
what
you
are
have
you
to
talking
fix.
About?
You're never an actual plumber in the game. Yet in the movie, there was plenty of plumber moments.
That was an exposition.
But that's the point. That's the point. There's no game. There's no movie there.
Listen,
there is no story there.
In a video game, they want you to suspend disbelief. And here's my problem. In the movie industry, they want you to be stupid. It's almost like they have to explain or over-explain things to you because they think you're some droning, fucking, slobbering idiot. Okay? And, you know, I don't agree with what, you know, they had to do the plumber scene and stuff like that. All I'm saying is, given a little more imagination, given a little more storyline, okay, maybe this is the movie producer in me, okay, or the want-to-be movie producer in me, because I think I could do a hell of a lot better. Maybe I would take this story, okay, see how it's changed, see how, you know, even though the story has changed, the basic premise is that, yeah, it's cutesy, it's kitschy, it's this and that. No, you got to do something that'll keep the crowd interested. Okay, and I'm telling you right now, having just A-list actors in a movie is not enough. It is just not enough, and that's what it's all come down to when it comes to movies being translated from video games. They figure, we'll put A-list actors in, you'll come see it, no matter what the storyline is, and, you know, that's it. You know, that's it. That's all you're paying for. You're not paying for the game storyline. You're not paying for the game you played. You're just paying to see A-list movie actors. I think that's the biggest problem with these movies. They give you a mediocre script. They give A-list actors. Did we really need to see Mila Jovovich naked a little bit in
yes.
Resident Evil? You stupid! Jesus, I mean, like, this is not what the game was about, okay?
Yes, it was.
It's
just I'll tell you what, though. Are these really A-list actors? Mila Jovovich, I'm
okay,
sorry.
Let,
she is not an A-list actor.
She was an A-list model, I'll give you that.
She's like A-minus, she's not B.
She's B.
She's A-cup.
A-list, no. A-minus,
no. Okay,
A-list
listen.
Is like
a A-list
feature.
Actor would be, you know, Brad
Pitt. Michael Winston.
Angelina Jolie
in Tomb
Raider. That would be A-list,
okay?
I agree with that.
Come on, okay?
Yeah.
In Tomb Raider, this is what you're paying for. Okay,
the,
you're not paying
cast,
for the storyline.
You're
just paying for Angelina, you know, her to prance around in, like, mini shorts with, you know, the gun
and
tie thing
giant
on
boobs.
Her legs and big time boobs and her father's
yes.
lips and her face.
I will say that,
it over.
You know,
it was
the funny...
worth every penny.
The Final Fantasy, the Final Fantasy computer graphic movie had quite a few A-lists, almost A-lists.
Oh yeah.
Steve Buscemi,
Donald Sutherland,
Steve Buscemi, Alec Baldwin,
yeah.
And
Ving Rhames.
Who? Oh, Ving Rhames.
Yeah.
James Woods.
James Woods.
They named a high school after him in Family Guy. He's the man.
That just
so
shows
he must
how
be good.
But back to your whole thing about the Mario Brothers. My question is,
wait. I just
oh, I'm sorry, you're not done.
Just,
okay, go ahead.
No,
go ahead,
I just
finish.
Want to say Final Fantasy, Spirits Within, in just amazing computer graphics, amazing.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. And see, even if they didn't have like a storyline that was you know, constructed from the game, they gave you something. They gave you something that was, you know, I think at that time was revolutionary. I've never seen computer graphics like that. The detail to the faces, the stubble on the beard. It was really, really amazing to look at, okay? And at least they gave you something. At least they wanted to give you something.
Right.
Maybe it didn't turn out the way they wanted to, but they tried. You know?
They tried.
No, in Mario Brothers, they did not try. In Mario Brothers, they did not try, okay?
They tried to make John Lopez Italian.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the thing.
I'm sorry.
The other guy's British.
Yeah, what's his name? From Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Who's the guy in Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I forget his name.
Steve Buscemi's father.
Bob Hoskins?
Bob Hoskins! Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's
right.
My girl, son.
But yeah, to finish up with the Final Fantasy thing, I hope I'm not like, overextending it, but...
No.
Like, shit, you made me forget what I was going to say! Asshole!
Owned.
We were talking about the Final Fantasy. The best thing about that movie, I thought, was the animation of that
movie. Oh, okay, yeah. So, but the thing is, like, and while I think it did a good job as a movie overall, like, that's not enough. Like, I agree, yes, they did give us something, but that's still not enough for a movie. You know, if people were just standing around, like, with hammy lines and bad writing and no action, and you just saw people's faces that are really detailed, would you really...
No, that's not what I was getting at all. No, that's definitely not what I was getting at. They did have a storyline. They did have the actors. They did have beautiful animation, okay? And it just, you know, there was something missing from it. I can't really put my finger on it because I like the movie per se.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
But many people did not, and maybe therein lies the problem. In this movie, I think they really did try.
Did everyone see Silent Hill, the movie?
You're so dumb.
I heard about it.
No, Al, you didn't see it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Ethan, did you see it?
Yeah.
got you, bitch! You were with us, Ethan.
We saw it together, Ethan. You know that. Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Oh, there he goes. He's trying to get you. He's trying to get you. He's trying to get you.
Yeah,
all right,
whatever.
But listen.
He forgot.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's
Tony,
all.
Go ahead.
So
Tony,
what?
Go ahead.
No.
Tony,
no.
Go ahead.
No, he was coming in with his point. Whatever.
Who, me?
Oh.
Yeah, you.
Ethan, go ahead.
I did want to say that I thought that was a reasonably successful...
Yes,
I was trying to think of, you know, which ones were.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't think of any except that one.
Well,
actually.
I've got a very partial. It's not complete yet, but I got a very partial list of just movies that I've known about, and I'm sticking for everyone out there. I'm sticking Uwe Boll's movies at the sidelines because we all know that they're shit. okay, so Final Fantasy: Spirits Within, which is what we talked about.
Yep.
Mario Brothers, the two Resident Evil movies, Silent Hill, Double Dragon was a movie.
Really?
Okay.
That's right.
Scott Baio or some shit.
Scott Baio.
Dungeons and Dragons with Mark Wayans.
Oh my god, that was so fucking bad. Holy shit.
The Street Fighter movie, okay, as we all know. The two Mortal Kombat movies. Doom, which is a piece of rotten shit.
Yeah, but The Rock was in it.
Made it even worse. The two Tomb Raider movies, and then Wing Commander. I never saw that one.
Yeah, Wing Commander was...
Wing Commander was decent.
What? Well, are you kidding?
I thought it was decent.
You like Freddie Prinze, then. That's...
No, wait. Wasn't there another one?
Yeah, you like...
You thought the trailer to freaking Miami Vice is decent, dude.
Dude, he likes the guy from Scooby-Doo. That's what... Matthew Lillard.
I'm not even talking about the actors. I'm talking about the general storyline and how it actually tied in somewhat to the original story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the other Wing Commander movie, the one that didn't have Freddie Prinze Jr. in it.
There was another one?
There
were two, I believe.
Interesting.
I've never seen two.
Oh.
I'm going to check on that.
I'll check on it. You keep talking because it's your point. Because you love Freddie.
I have nothing else to say.
Because he loves Freddie Prinze Jr.
I want people trying to say I like men.
Okay, there was a... you know what? Wing Commander, 1977.
What? Wow.
Wait a minute. So the game was based on the movie then?
I guess
possibly.
Well, not possibly. They couldn't have possibly made a computer game in 1977.
Thank you, Tony. Jesus Christ. Nobody even had to get you on that one.
Yeah, wow. You're so dumb, Ethan.
Yeah.
All right, guys. The cast. Werner Dahl, Ian Strauss, Rosemary Gibbons. What the fuck is this? I never heard of this. All right, and then there's Wing Commander, the game. And
I think that was
then
more about, like,
Magic. And then there's Wing Commander 1999, the one with Freddie Prinze Jr.
That would be an amazing name for a maxi pad. Wing Commander, that's fucking sweet.
Wow.
That would be so good. Imagine
he's been hanging out with his girl too much.
Yeah,
it's freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
There's got to be more out there, though. I'm just not... But yeah, and then...
There's plenty more that has, gone under the scope. And I think House of the Dead was just one that we should have
This is one of those Uwe Boll movies which we're not talking about because he's a bowl of shit.
Oh, my God.
Let me just name them. Dungeon Siege, House of the Dead, Alone in the Dark, and Blood Rain.
Blood Rain. Blood Rain. That was from that was with that girl from Terminator 3.
Yeah, Christina Loken.
Yeah.
Okay.
He successfully managed to make a hottie like that look like a man.
I never thought she was hot.
Mission accomplished. No, I didn't either. Actually, no.
Well, there you go. Maybe that's why she makes a good man. But let's not talk about Uwe Boll because he's a disaster in making. Do you know that he wants to box? And he's opening the floor to have any of his critics within the past 2 years who have detracted his movies as piles of dung. He wants to box them in the ring and use that footage in his next movie.
What?
Well,
exactly. What? Why?
I don't know.
You know,
maybe he'll get really terminally hurt and that'll be it.
The thing is, like, he is so convinced that he's got a craft going on here.
That he's stronger than his reviewers.
You know? You never know. I mean, he could be training up for this. And I don't think a fool would, like, be like, okay, I want to fight somebody. I'm not going to train for this. I'm not a boxer, but I want to fight them. I'm sure he's, like, sitting in the gym training for this, you know? So, but, we just got word from an anonymous source who had dreads that the guy who made the Wing Commander of the game made the movie, which makes the movie even worse of a tragedy.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I mean, if he made the movie, you're talking about the movie, the 70s movie?
No,
I don't
know. The guy who was behind the video game.
Yeah.
All of
them. Made the movie based on the video game?
He was the producer of the movie.
Sometimes that's not a good combination.
Ethan, what are you talking about?
Sometimes it's not. But see, the thing is, he also made Wing Commander 3, which was an awesome cinematic portion of the game, but the game kind of sucked because it was like one of those first PC.
Was that the one with James Earl Jones?
It was one with Mark Hamill.
Hamill.
Oh, okay. Well, James Earl Jones was the second one, right?
I don't think he was in any.
I don't know if James Earl Jones was in.
Welcome to Verizon.
Any of the Wing Commander games.
The one I said was, if he directed this, at least he wanted to stay true to his vision. Well, better luck next time.
Right. Well, let me ask you this though. What were the standards of a game with good cinematics versus the standards of a movie back in that day?
Good point.
Think about it. Back in the day. Okay, you look at what's it called? Jedi Knight 2. All right. The first person shooter, the Star Wars first person shooter that was fully in 3D. Not the first one that was based off the Doom engine, but like the 3D one, okay? That had cinematics in it. That had, like, Carl Katarn, like, with not just CG graphics, but, like, real actors in the FMV cinematics. Now, reviewers back in the day might have been like, this is a great game, and it's got really cool FMV sequences. But in reality, that's delusional. You look at it, and it's like, it's good for the time for video games.
Mm-hmm.
That was horrible acting. That was horrible story writing. That was horrible everything. The game was great, and the fact that it was just the fact that it had any FMV acting in it at all that made people say, oh, it's good. Take a look at Command and Conquer. What's her name? Tanya? Is that the name of the...
Yeah, that's one of the characters, yeah.
Okay, everyone's like, oh, she's awesome. Maybe because she was hot.
Harley Seer!
Right. But look at, and I don't know, what was the bad guy's name? The bald guy, Kane? Okay,
yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, he's badass, you know, whatever. Look at it now and compare it to movies of that time.
Mm-hmm.
That was good scripting and good acting for a video game. But I'm sorry, but back in the day, good for a video game made for worse than a shit terrible movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't buy the argument that, oh, this game or that game had good cinematic portions in 1995 or something, because the standards were so much lower.
Well, that's the whole thing.
They're still lower.
There were B-list, D-list actors, F-list actors, you know?
Where?
I just want to bring
to your attention the cast of Wing Commander 3. I mean, it was, you know, some pretty big people. I'd have to bring it back up, but I know Mark Hamill and John Rhys Davies were in it, and they're big time actors.
Well, they're not really big time actors.
The first real kind of incorporation of real time actors.
And now, what was the cast in the real movie then?
Ethan, Mark Hamill, what
the
did
cast
he do?
The real movie was
Star Wars.
No.
He also did a figure skating special where I thought he was magnificent.
Yeah.
Little triple axel there. Yeah. Landed on his ass.
Oh, man.
Leia!
The voice of Joker should not be in the game.
So, Al, what was the cast of the movie then?
What?
If the game's cast was so successful, what was the cast of the movie?
Yeah.
If we're just going by cast.
The only notable person I can really say here is Freddie Prinze Jr.
Okay, and we all know that, like Tony said, just because you have an A-list cast in anything doesn't make it good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right, but see, what I'm kind of referring to when I mentioned that was most of the cinematics in the games back then were of people who weren't really actors. They were the employees of the place. Like, for example, in Command & Conquer, the guy who played Kane was the producer of the game.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody else was just kind of like there. They weren't real actors. But in Wing Commander 3, they actually got real actors to do the acting in the game from 1994, which produced good screenplay for a game that didn't really translate too well because of the CDs and
FYI,
the programming
for
the game itself.
Tim Curry, wow. Total B-list actor.
That is truly B-list. Are you sure B-list isn't too generous?
No, because he's done,
he was in Home Alone 2.
Rocky, he was in Rocky, no. Come on, listen, you gotta give him props for Rocky Horror. You gotta give him, props for Rocky Horror. That's it.
Okay.
So that transcends. And they made a Rocky Horror video game, which, was
did
pretty,
they?
Yeah, they did. Holy and it was crap. For Commodore, and it was pretty good.
Now, I got a question for you guys now.
Sure.
That we've railed through these existing movies. The next movies that are coming up, here are the ones that I think are going to suck rectum. Okay, the Castlevania movie, which is directed by Paul W.S. Anderson. I think he's the same guy who did Street Fighter and what else? What else did he do? Al? Anybody? He did Street Fighter and something else. Mortal Kombat? Was it him? I don't know.
Who is this?
Paul Anderson. I know he did Street Fighter.
I'll get that for you in a second.
My surgeon's name is John Anderson.
That's great. And then the Dead or Alive movie, which is if you've seen the trailer for that, is going to be 100% awful. The good ones,
man.
The good ones that I have hope for are Halo and God of War. And if any of you have played those games, you know those make for great movies.
God of War might
no,
work.
They
I
could,
don't know about Halo.
No, they could
they
make,
should
for,
great,
great
make for great
movies. Let's just put it this way. If they turn God of Wars into Hercules the series, I'm going to fucking bitch. I swear to God. It has a propensity to go that direction, you know? Like cheesy fucking people, cheesy fucking animations. I mean, why? You know, all the fault, I got to say, where does the fault lie? Does it lie with the movie producers or does it lie with the, you know, the... Nobody just wanting to translate the actual story. Okay,
well, before I get into that, Al just posted a correction for me. Paul Anderson did Resident Evil and Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
So I think the person who did Street Fighter was Steven D'Souza. That's who it was.
Oh, okay.
Steven D'Souza. They all suck.
Yes, they do.
Answer your question, whose fault is it?
Yes.
I read a very interesting article back in the day where people like Uwe Boll just spend the money to buy the licenses. Just to buy the movie licenses because they think it'll make good money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. They buy those licenses and then they're like, you know what, I got the license out, let me just throw this license to some random-ass screenwriter and he'll write a movie and we'll all be sipping champagne and sleeping on top of many women
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day because it'll make us money because everybody loves Dungeon Siege. What?
The bottom line.
Who the fuck loves Dungeon Siege?
The people at fault here are us. We fucking pay to see these movies over and over again, and they make money. And
hey, I didn't pay to see Dungeon Siege.
Shit.
Oh, I didn't either. Oh, thank God.
But largely, people go see this crap, and they pay it up.
This is true.
It's a shame.
Because they're retarded.
Yes. That's okay.
How
so what is
the only the only?
So what does it come
to
down
that,
to?
Ethan, to that, the only hope that I have is the fact that Uwe Boll's movies have not financially succeeded. So I'm hoping that he gets the picture.
Or is he still making them?
That's a very good question.
No, guys,
I don't know.
Guys, what does it all come down to? Okay, what does it come down to? Do they really think we're just really stupid? Are we that stupid?
Yep.
Yeah, we are. That's
yep.
the thing.
Yeah,
that's
we
a shame.
Sure, people are stupid. That is why
people are stupid.
This is why this translates very well back into video games. This is why 50 Cent Bulletproof, the video game, went platinum. It sold a million copies.
Uh-huh.
It did.
When a game like Psychonauts, one of the greatest platformers in this generation, because nobody can make a good platformer anymore. This is made by the guy who did Grim Fandango, what was the other adventure game? I forgot the name. But Full Throttle. Okay, Tim Schafer made this great game called Psychonauts, and it sold like 3 copies. Meanwhile, 50 Cent Bulletproof sold a million copies. Madden sells 7 zillion copies every single year that it comes out. So this is why the same people who watch The Fast and the Furious, no offense to a lot of my friends who did watch that and liked it, or people who watch that, okay, people who watch Biker Boys, okay?
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Oh, God.
That's got to be one of the funniest movies ever. I really highly recommend it.
Ethan, you are biased. Shut up.
No.
Austin, shut up. I have to talk to Austin. Austin, I just have to say, and I'm not trying to judge you, but you are judged by the company you keep. So yes, if your people that would, are watching,
what are you saying about yourself now?
Yeah,
what are you saying about yourself now, Tony?
I am not in company of any of you. I'm home. I'm with my dogs.
So you
I'm
keep
dog.
Company with dogs.
Yeah.
Good job.
they don't watch Fast and the Furious.
Good job.
No, I gotta say, if we should develop the Biker Boys video game, because if we do it the
MotoGP.
Same way as the movie, it will be non-stop laughter. All we need to do is take ourselves too seriously and think
serious?
We're really being badass with bikes and like leather and shit, and it will be hilarious.
We might go platinum.
We will go platinum.
Well, let me ask you something, Ethan. Did you watch this because you were interested in it, because you wanted to see this movie?
I will tell you why I watched it.
Because you're a biker.
No. About 10 seconds after the movie was out in theaters, it came on, like, HBO or some thing. And I saw it in and I go, I have got to see this. Because when I saw the posters in the subway, I was like, this is a disaster waiting to happen. And sure enough, you know, I really thought it was just going to be bad. I wanted to see how bad. I watched the entire movie. Do you know why? Because it was so bad, it was like watching the largest car accident
that you can't take your eyes off
of. You cannot stop watching it. It is so entertainingly bad. You have to see it. I highly recommend it.
Final Destination 2 was watching the largest car accident ever.
What's that?
I thought the beginning of Final Destination 2, let me rephrase that.
I didn't see
that. Was watching the largest car accident.
Yeah, it was, but it's just, according to Ethan, it's just not as funny.
Well, I don't know. I didn't see it.
You didn't see that?
I didn't see it. Maybe that is really funny, but I challenge you to find a full-length movie that's worse than Biker Boys.
You gotta be kidding me.
No,
you never watched House of the Dead.
Dude, this is... I guarantee you this is a high turn.
No.
It is so...
I'm being biased, okay? I am really... Okay. Lawrence Fishburne, yeah, he should really know better. Did you see Torque? It had Ice Cube.
Who is in that?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Who did I say?
Oh, wait, Torque? No. Who, besides Ice Cube?
My mother.
What was that? Was there like a scene on a bridge?
No, it was on a truck or a train or some shit.
No,
like
wasn't
that.
It on like one of those parking lot ramps?
Yeah, I think it was on like my parrot's head. I don't know.
I think it was on my cock. I always got motorcycles.
My balls provided
this
speed bump.
I think I did see that, and it was pretty bad, but I don't think it was nearly as bad as Biker Boys.
Oh, come on, man. I'm so disappointed in the movie industry. Let's get off the movies and get back to the games, because I'm disappointed with that, too.
I'm not that disappointed. I just think that... every time there's a movie that comes out that's based in a game or vice versa, I always have hope, because it's usually a lot of times they pick something, they pick a good game or a good movie to base it on, and then it's just up to them to stay true to it and make it good. But it doesn't wind up happening.
You know what they should do? They need to do. They need to make side stories based on the games. Like, you take a good game like freaking let's see.
Zelda.
I don't know why I'm thinking about
Zelda.
This, but... No. Something like Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's
now
a good
imagine
example.
If you can make a really cool-ass side story of Ninja Gaiden that doesn't have anything to do with, say, the story of the first game, the second game, or the third game,
mm-hmm.
or even the Xbox game,
mm-hmm.
but it involves Ryu Hayabusa, and possibly Irene Liu, if you want to take it before she got murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a spoiler!
Really cool with that, where it ties into, say for example, it would be like the movie took place between the first and second game.
You know, that's a very good example, because that game had great cinematics, even though it was still motion and
it was still cinematic.
It was fantastic, and that's a great example of a game that could be possibly made into a great movie if they stick to the original formula. Or not even to the original formula, as you said. Do some things.
They could just make it a really hot ninja movie that...
Yeah.
The beginning is where the first one ended, and the end is where the second one began. And that would make perfect sense. It'll be awesome. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that, you know, you have the opportunity to put your own story in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an opportunity to please your fans because you don't have to have them complaining about, oh, this is not like the game, like I do with Resident Evil, mm-hmm. and like I do with some of the other video game to movie things like Tomb Raider and all that shit. But at least you could say, wow, they really made this feel like this was a brand new game. Like, if they wanted to make it a game that was like Ninja Gaiden 1.5, then it could be. So I was like, yeah, that'd be hot.
Yeah, no,
I guess
it's
kind of like what they did for 24, the video game, which was based on the based on the TV show.
Huh?
Like they basically
no, yeah, 24, 24.
Oh, 24. Okay.
24. I've heard Austin speak of this, and he was very disappointed.
I was disappointed in the game, but as far as it being a very good continuation of the storyline, it was pretty decent. It was pretty good. The game itself was just, you know.
I just wrote a comment about if we're going to edit my comment of the GTA engines, and nobody said anything, so I'd like to apologize for everybody for mentioning that, because we're not going to get to it.
That's okay. That's okay. You're just an ass.
Yeah, seriously, I blame you.
Ethan made me do it.
There's one last quick thing I just want to say, and that's, I think a lot of reasons why these movies are successful. Whoever's like scratching on the mic, by the way, stop.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's like doing their nails.
No, that's my fucking parakeets. One sec.
He's gonna kill it.
Edit opportunity.
He's going to kill it. You heard it here first. The first podcast where somebody kills his parakeet.
That's right.
Tasty.
I just want to say that with a game like 24, I've not played it yet, but I love the show, and I will go buy the video game even after hearing that Austin thinks it sucks. And that's the point, that a lot of times if we love the movie so dearly, we'll pay for the other medium regardless, because
it is a good example of that.
Lord of the Rings?
Into the Matrix.
Oh, Into the Matrix.
That game was, like, substandard, but playing it gave you a great idea of what was going on between Matrix Reloaded and Matrix Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And although Austin doesn't give a shit through his voice, I have to say that I suffered through most of that game and enjoyed the progress and the accomplishment of being able to see, you know, the images of Niobe going to the Oracle and being like, what? That's the Oracle?
Yeah,
and then in the movie,
happen?
They explain why the Oracle went that way, except they really didn't explain it.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
So you had to explain it in a game. They explained it in a game, and then you had to play the game to know it in a movie.
No. They explained it in a movie.
Really?
But the real reason why the Oracle is different is because the original Oracle actor died.
Uh-huh.
But they
made, Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yes.
And then they basically made it look like she made a deal with Merovingian, and he changed her as a result of her breaking a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, Niobe goes to the Oracle, and she gets told about all this stuff between, like, her and Morpheus and what her role is in saving the world. And that's not stuff you would know if mm-hmm. you didn't play the game. And I thought that was really cool.
And that's fine. I do give a shit about that. I don't give a shit about playing through the game because I found those cinematics online.
Right, okay.
That's all I needed. Basically,
I am satisfied.
Yeah, basically, if I had found the cinematics, well, this is a lie, but it's along the same lines of if I had found the cinematics for 24 the game, I wouldn't have bought the game. But I believe in the series so much because I'm a fanboy of that series that I bought the game even if it sucked to support it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that's
that was,
yeah,
which that's a cardinal sin that I apologize.
That's also what comes down to why you would see the movie as you know when you played the game.
Same with Silent. I mean, we went to see the movie Silent Hill.
Well,
we love the game.
The thing with Silent Hill is that I thought that he would do a very good job, and I personally think he did, even though some people think the movie sucked, and I think I thought that there were a lot of things wrong with the movie, but at the same time, I thought a lot of the parts were put together well. You know, I don't usually go out to see movies just because, like by that token, I would have seen the Double Dragon movie. Awesome game.
Oh, God.
Awesome game. Didn't
please,
see the Double Dragon movie.
Please, let's get off of this. It had the guy from fucking Party of Five Please, let's get off this game. Let's get off
it. Okay, another example, the Street Fighter movie. I didn't go see that in theaters.
Let's please get off of that one. It had Jean-Claude Van Damme. Please. All right, I just want to say, in response to Austin's statement about Silent Hill, I thought they did a fantastic job of capturing the mood of when it goes dark.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I think also that I loved the explanation, even though it was like kind of, you know, you were kind of like, the explanation of the siren, okay, I guess the bomb shelter horn. Okay, in the game, that was never explained. Okay, in the game, whenever it sounded, everything would go to shit, and you'd be like, what the fuck? You know, what is going on here? It was so great. In the movie, it explained it. Okay.
Oh my god, it's so great.
I was so great. I love this movie.
Hated it.
No, but I liked those elements. They took something from the game and they at least tried to explain it or embellish upon it. And at least it tried to do that. In other movies, and I won't, you know, I can mention a long stream of them. House of the Dead.
That's the only one you've been mentioning for the entire cast.
I know. That's it. It's over. But listen, there's some things that you shouldn't do in movies.
Mario Brothers.
And if there's any example, it would be Mario Brothers, House of the Dead, okay?
Hey, I got a good example.
Yeah?
Of one that hasn't been made, but it would be pretty awesome.
Go.
Contra the movie.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah. And Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What would be great is if like they had it literally like a TV game where Schwarzenegger couldn't advance while Stallone was like beating a monster. He's
like, dude, here's how it would go. Hey yo, Arnold, where are you? I'm on the first level, man. It's up there. I'm gonna shoot the alien.
Hey, Arnold, I'm gonna jump now, and if you're at the bottom of the street, you're gonna die. No, don't do it now.
Don't do it.
I'm John Kimball.
I'm Detective John Kimball. I'm a cop, you idiot.
Alright, you know what, why don't we go
we
around
have
and
totally
just, and,
degenerated.
Why don't we go around and say a movie that we think should be a video game and a video game that we think might have a chance as a movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's
one.
Interesting.
Okay.
That is interesting. Go
and
ahead.
You should go first, Ethan, since you proposed the idea.
I'm feeling dumbass. Because I can't really think of anything, but I'll stall for time. I really do think that there was a game, everybody see the show Punky Brewster?
Come on, man! Come on!
Seriously, let's go. All right.
I don't know. Actually, the game I'm playing right now would work. Anybody play the Hitman series?
Aha!
Yes.
That
nice.
Would be pretty good.
They do some nice cutscene work.
Uh-huh.
And I could totally there's a really deep story here where you're basically a hitman that's like one of the kind of the first human clone, and there's some government conspiracy going on, and it's really pretty cool. It's like sci-fi mixed with just kind of crime thriller, and I think that they could make a really cool movie out of this.
Because
the character's naturally cool.
Sorry.
And it's not like the gameplay is great, but there is deep stories about everything that you're doing, and so it wouldn't just be kind of like, you know, look, it's scene one, hitman kill somebody, scene two, hitman kill somebody,
it would have
scene
a continuous storyline,
kill somebody. I think they could do a lot with it.
Okay.
And then the other way around, movie to game.
Movie to game.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what they could have done? The Spike Lee movie with Washington,
yes, the Inside Man.
Yeah, Inside Man, I think, could have made a really good video game.
Cool.
Because he does a lot, so like you could frame it from this point of view of like, you know, crime specialist as opposed to like where he's pigeonholed into one thing, and that's how you can make the game more diverse. Where he comes in and he's, you know, his first goal is really to like negotiate effectively. I don't really know how that would play out, but and then you could do a whole bunch of action sequences with it. I think that might be a cool video game.
Okay.
And there's too few video games set in New York, and I'd really like to see more.
Ah,
of them.
Good point. Okay, Tony, the porpoise whale has got next.
It is true.
No, it's not. Spider-Man was set in New York, you dumbass.
Okay, too few movies. Retard.
So how about you explain that train, Spider-Man 2?
All right, so what I would like to start off with is, you know, this is going off the beaten path, but movies that should not be made into video games, I would definitely not want to play.
That should be, should be.
No, should not.
Oh, that not, okay.
Yeah, he's should just... not be. Okay, I know we did that, but I would like to add this. Movies that should not be made into video games. I will not be playing Brokeback Mountain, the video game, anytime soon.
I would love that. That's such a hot
game for Atari.
I would not. Moulin Rouge, the video game, is not a bestseller on my list.
Another Atari game.
Dirty yeah. Dancing, the video game. Sweet!
Actually, that has potential because Britney Spears had one. So, no. Video games that should be made into movies, I would say Mercenaries, quite a possibility. Mm. I know there was a Grand Theft Auto kind of feel to it, but they could definitely do something action-packed if they wanted to do a popcorn-eater movie, and if they wanted to make shit, go for it! If you want to make it a movie, maybe I'll see it, maybe I won't. Just try to keep it to the game, okay? Kingdom Hearts, a lot of A-list actors on both of the games, okay? I don't think if they deviated from the from that path and made it a Disney movie and put it out, if they did it well, it could possibly be up there, not to rival or not to you know, upset the Lion King, but it could be up there. It could be better than a lot of the movies that they were doing so far. True Crimes. True Crimes. How could you go wrong with that? I mean, like...
Well, you can go wrong because it's not plural, you moron.
Oh, yeah. Very good. Thank you, Ethan. Dumbass.
You're welcome. All right.
Anyway,
Don't make me keep working.
Those are the movies, you know, games that I would like to see as movies, only because they're fun as games, and they could translate well into movies because you don't really have to add anything to it to make them any much different, okay? Unless you think we're really stupid.
Okay. So. Snip, snip, Al's turn.
Oh, my turn? Nice. yeah. So I was thinking back to what I said before. Ninja Gaiden would make a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But
I agree.
Somewhere tying into the games as opposed to being about one of the games or loosely based on one of the games that has absolutely no relation, like Resident Evil. I think Max Payne would make an excellent movie.
Max
never
Payne.
Never played that. Yeah, never
be
played
a very
that
violent
one.
And excellent R-rated
film
movie.
Noir.
Yeah.
If you're listening, rated R, bitches. Yeah. Not PG-13.
Rated R, bitches. The bullet time, like, Matrix effect, that's funny, because that effect in the game was really kind of a copy of the Matrix.
Right, because it came out there.
Yeah, so it's, that won't make a, that's interesting.
No, that won't make a good movie, because they would never allow it.
Let's see.
And the vice versa?
Unless it was a parody.
Shut up.
Shut up.
although this would never, ever, ever, ever be a movie in America, but it would be hilarious.
Because we're stupid. Go
but
on.
Now, just because I'm playing it now, and I think that it would be pretty funny as a movie, Phoenix Wright would be a funny-ass movie.
What is
just
it?
Just because...
That lawyer game that I showed you on the DS?
Yeah, lawyer game on the DS.
Oh, what the...
I didn't
because
see
of
this.
The fact that it's a lawyer game, so basically, like, I showed it to my girlfriend and reminded her of Law and Order. And I was like, okay, that's already a TV show.
And a game.
And that's
and
a serious
game.
TV show.
And a video game.
And they made a Law and Order video game?
Made a Law and Order video game, they made a Law and
for
Order
the PC?
Criminal Intent video game, and they made a
holy
Law and
crap.
Order, they made another one.
SVU, you dumbass.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, not SVU.
So, yeah. Never I think that okay. if they... The only problem with the movie conversion would be the court system, because everybody fucking lies. and the judge, like, lets everybody kind of go. He's like, okay, well, make sure you tell everything next time. Instead of,
okay.
Oh, get out of my court. Perjury. And, but I think that would make a pretty good movie. But now, on the flip side, I can't really think of too much.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice if they made a better Starship Troopers video game.
Oh, man! I love
yeah.
that movie!
I heard they messed up the game, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
They messed up the second part, too.
They made a second part game?
No, movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The second part movie was... It was horrible, funny because they idolized that dude, but the movie itself wasn't as feel-good as the first one.
You know, they wasn't that game on Nintendo 64?
Nope. No, I think it was on PlayStation 2.
Which game?
Starship Troopers.
Starship Troopers. I think it was on...
It was on the PC. Came out on the PC as a first-person shooter.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's
yes,
right. PC. Okay. And it was bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it. Kill my dreams.
I can't really think of much else. Because the only other cool movie-to-video game things I could think of would be, like, movies that aren't released in America.
Right.
And that aren't popular. Like, all kinds of, like, weird Yakuza gangster movies and stuff.
If you don't like America, get out!
It would be nice if they made a Zatoichi video game.
Oh. Alright, I guess it's my turn.
It is.
Video game to movie. I would say, I don't know if... I got a couple. I would say Beyond Good and Evil. I don't know if any of you played this, and
no.
Shame on you. But Beyond Good and Evil is basically a typical adventure game that's similar in of sorts to Zelda, but it's set in a... How would you describe it? Because I know you finished the game, right?
It's an adventure game, just like Zelda.
I'm trying to... It's very...
Action-adventure.
It looks very Disney-esque.
Yeah.
So if you guys see a clip online, you'll know what I'm talking about. But that story is already there. The voice actors are already there. They can just take that and put it onto the screen and condense some of the action parts. It's very conducive to a movie because the story is there.
I gotta play that game again.
Yeah,
I'm like another, stuck somewhere in the middle.
Ah, oh, you suck.
Are you finished it?
No, I didn't. I'm kidding.
Did you finish it?
What?
Ethan, what?
Shut up, Tony.
He's like his feeling. He keeps falling out.
You know, I'm talking. Shut up, Ethan.
Killer 7 would make a good game.
Killer 7
movie.
Ah, good movie. I'm sorry. Did you guys see that? Did I show you that, guys? Oh
no.
Wow, you gotta
Killer
look at this. I showed you a video review.
Oh no! Wait! Killer 7. That was the weird one with the multiple
personalities.
Yes.
That will make a really freaking
good
movie.
That would make an awesome movie.
Another one, Eternal Darkness for the GameCube. If they did it right.
Hmm. I think next time we should talk about movie failures to video games.
We already did.
Not really. We haven't talked about Friday the 13th for the NES or Nightmare on Elm Street or.
Well,
actually,
you haven't
Goonies.
Let me finish
hey,
it.
Hey, Goonies! Goonies was a great game. Goonies 2, actually, which wasn't a movie, but a great game. Everybody bite me.
As for the flip side, a movie that should be a game. I really don't believe it. I feel like Chronicles of Riddick was kind of a fluke. But I guess if you take any generic shooting, not so generic, but any movie with like a lot of guns and violence.
Bad Boys.
Well, that made for a horrible game, though.
Yeah.
It made for an extremely horrible game. Something like King Kong made a good game. If you take anything like that, that'll
never
make a good game.
Never played that. Yeah, never played King, that.
Peter Jackson's King Kong, the official game of the movie.
Yeah.
The longest title for a Donkey game
Kong.
I've
yeah,
ever...
Right?
Donkey Kong!
That was the first... That was based on the original King Kong.
And all my ideas have already been taken off. RoboCop already became a game, and it sucked.
Ooh.
Batman Begins already became a game, and it sucked.
Terminator games have kind
of
sucked.
Terminator games, most of them kind of sucked. Kill
Terminator
Bill, maybe.
Was
Kill
actually,
Bill.
Terminator 2 was
Kill
the hardest game
Kill Bill would
game
have
ever.
Been awesome.
Kill Bill could have been a good game.
Hmm. Oh, man, you could do a lot with that. That's a good one.
Yeah. To conclude this, I'm actually going to read, and there's some interesting ones here, some movie games that are in production. American McGee's Alice, that came out for the PC about 6 years ago. Clock Tower, I don't know if any of you have played Clock Tower.
Oh, wow, what a fucking game.
Devil May Cry.
They actually are making a Devil May Cry?
Driver. Okay, this is on Wikipedia. It could be wrong.
Driver.
Really? Driver? Really?
Far Cry.
Oh,
and
okay.
Ethan, Hitman is actually... Looks like it's actually in production.
Huh, how about
Sweet.
That shit?
For 2007. I could be wrong. But
it's a natural... I mean, yeah, cool. That's great. I don't know what they're thinking of Driver.
Yeah, but again, this is Wikipedia, so you never know what people could be adding here.
Right.
Yeah.
For you, Al, Hunter the Reckoning, which was a shit game, I'm sorry to say it.
We forgot
Spy Hunter. Playing it.
It shouldn't, dude. It sucks. In the Name of the King, A Dungeon Siege Tale.
What?
That's still in production from Uwe Boll, I think. MechWarrior, Metal Gear Solid.
Didn't they have Metal a MechWarrior game?
Another Mortal Kombat movie. Yeah. Postal.
Oh, come on. Postal? Oh, God.
Rainbow Six.
Yeah, that makes total sense. That's a good one.
Two more Resident Evil movies. A Splinter Cell movie, which doesn't have a link on the Wikipedia, so I don't know if it's, you know. Spy Hunter is in production. I've seen.
What?
Yeah, The Rock.
Bullshit.
It looks horrible.
Wait, Spy Hunter? I thought Spy Hunter came out.
No.
I don't think so.
No, Spy Hunter is supposed to be coming out with The Rock in it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
you gotta be kidding me.
Right.
Oh,
it's the
fuck,
and they're doing,
hey, man.
Doing a movie game thing where the movie is coming out the same time as the game comes out.
I hate that.
Game is going to have The Rock in it, too, so it's directly... It's a game based on the movie based off of a game. Kind of like Street Fighter, the movie, the game.
Street Fighter, the movie, the
Tekken
movie,
is coming game. Up, Tekken is coming up, and another Tomb Raider is coming out, and there talks about something about a Warcraft movie.
Oh, no, there is a Warcraft movie.
Okay, so
there's
pictures.
Warcraft, that's a logical leap. They had Narnia, they had Lord of the Rings... Warcraft.
That's a good point.
And it's also, if you like Superman, the same production company is doing it.
Oh,
where's Diablo? Cool. Where's Diablo the movie?
That's a good one.
Diablo the movie.
Would be a damn good movie.
That would be an interesting movie. I will say, before I stop, there's two more movies that are becoming games. Heat and Reservoir Dogs.
Wasn't Heat? Heat already is a movie.
Al Pacino?
Yep.
Al Pacino, Robert De Niro.
And Tom Sizemore, the actor for the ages. Because he was so good in Paparazzi.
He married a porn.
what was the other one, Austin? What was the other one?
Reservoir Dogs.
Okay, well, they never made a game of that, but...
Basically, what the Reservoir Dog games is going to be about is all the stuff that happens before the actual movie. So, like, when Mr. Pink has his job and Mr. Brown has his job.
Oh, wow,
job,
that's awesome.
You're
going to
go through their jobs, and then you're going to converge into the movie.
Oh, that's a great game.
I think
that's
Heat's going to be similar. Heat's going to be their past, like, jobs or something, I think. Something like that. But
if they keep Reservoir like Dogs cool. as violent as the movie, it will be a great game no matter
what. Yeah.
Sure,
if they have the voices. No. If they have the cast.
Yeah, they need the voices, too. Yep.
They need the cast. That's it.
I think they are. I can't say for
certain. They need every single one. They need fucking Tim Roth. They need Michael Madsen. They need everybody. Michael Madsen.
I know he's on board to do it. I know he's on board to do it.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. They need to make Sin City the game.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Maybe. It would probably be...
It'll be on black and white.
Yeah.
With splashes of color.
Yeah,
that would be cool. I mean, I like that style in the movie, and they could.
Yeah, I did. I liked it totally.
They need to make a crazy taxi movie.
They are. I forgot to read that. They are.
Are you serious? Was it starring Queen Latifah?
Again, this is on. Yeah, they already had that movie. This is on Wikipedia again, so I don't know if people are lying their asses off. But the ones listed in red, I didn't read off because I wasn't sure about. But Crazy Taxi. Fear Effect, a game with lesbians on the PlayStation 1.
I heard that there.
Oh, Al, for you, Al. Max Payne is listed up here.
Oh, shit.
Metroid,
awesome.
Metroid, which I think
no,
will suck,
no,
and I will
no,
not watch it.
I can't do it.
Well, it's going to be a John Woo movie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's right, you're right. It is going to be a John Woo movie. But
it's
going to
have Angelina Jolie. No,
Pac-Man. Pac-Man the movie.
Are you serious? Starring John
Perfect
Goodman.
Perfect Dark. let me finish. Perfect
Sorry.
Dark. Ooh, here's a good one. Prince of Persia: Sands of Time.
Ooh,
yeah,
oh,
that's
that might be interesting.
Yeah.
Splinter Cell, Quake, and a game based on Cameo, that shitty Xbox launch title, Xbox 360 game that launched.
Okay.
Actually, it's not shitty. It's supposed to be good, but whatever. So there you have it. Those are game movies.
They canceled Deus Ex.
They did?
What? Yeah, it's
that
right above currently in production.
Did you guys play Deus Ex?
No.
Either of you on the PC? Ooh, what a game.
What
That's
game
a game.
Is this?
Deus Ex. D-E-U-S-E-X.
No.
That came out.
No, it didn't. Not the movie.
It's canceled.
Oh, the video game was canceled?
No, the movie.
The game has been out for years.
Out.
Such a
the movie.
Shut up. Just
the movie
be
never
quiet,
came
Ethan.
Out.
You're an idiot.
The movie never came out.
You sure?
Yep.
They were advertising for it like last week.
No, they weren't.
No, that was Aeon Flux, you dumbass.
No, not that. You're an idiot.
It says it was canceled in May 04.
The fuck?
You're high on amphetamines.
You are too.
I'm sorry. I have to
mention this. Doesn't make me a bad
hey,
person.
Tony.
Yes.
Direct to DVD, House of the Dead 2.
Oh, man.
I'm gonna watch it out of sheer stupidity and suicide.
Just yeah, we know that.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, you know what would be good? Hey. Hot Shots Part 2.
Yeah, because that was a great game. All right, I think we shot the shit.
Yes, we
no
did.
One's making any sense anymore. So if any of you have a good idea for
Adrian!
shut your pie holes. If anybody has an idea for a movie to a video game, or a video game to a movie
call
that would actually work,
shut up.
Call 1-800-BITE-MY-BALLS. No. Email mailbag at trygames.net, and if, again, as usual, if you don't know how to spell it and you're an ass, get off the internet. I think we're done here. For Ethan, Al, and Antoinette, I have been your host, Mr. Chupon, and this has been your Try Games podcast. Go watch a shitty movie. Good night. I hate you.
I'm a copyright idiot.